Hello? Hello? Okay, not working. Okay, you can keep going.
Okay. Sounds good. So the first page, right, like, is sort of very easy, very simple. Just like, we offer intelligence and is to revolutionize how you capture and organize life's moments with AI. And then you go on to the team page. The key takeaway from this page is that our team is well-equipped to do this thing because of two reasons. First, our team is the target user, which is the tech conference attendees. We go to a lot of conferences. We know their pain points very well, and we're designing our functionalities around their pain points. And second, we have deep expertise in multimodal AI as well as consumer electronics. Let me next introduce our team member very succinctly. My name is Kelly, blah, blah, blah. And then you spend one sentence or two at most on each member. You can talk about yourself more because you're a CEO. And then and everyone else, you should try to keep it 1 to 2 1 to 2 sentences. And then the key takeaway from these two pages is that our team is like really good at AI and very good at consumer electronics. And yeah. And then going to the fourth page, you should be like, okay, so the first use case that we really want to laser focus on is the conference scenario. And this scenario is very promising because of a couple of reasons. First, it is a thriving large market with very high networking demand in the US. This market is big, it's $3 billion, and there are 255 major convention centers, 40 plus million Americans attend business conferences each year, and 76% of them go for networking purposes. A lot of people go to conferences, and a lot of them go there to network. And what are the biggest pain points for all these users at these events? Well, the biggest problem is that they struggle to recall key contacts and key takeaways. And when we break it down, there are three problems. First, second, third, right? You just kind of say it. You don't have to expand on each. Just read it out. And how are we going to address these problems? Well, we have a solution for you. Our solution is Yuzu. It is your perfect ultimate AI companion for smarter networking. And we have a standalone device that costs $49 and a $9.9 subscription that works on your phone and your Mac and P that comes along with it. How do we address this problem? How does Yuzu solve your problem? And I will show the demo video. Hey, wait, where's the demo? Oh, actually, I wonder if
you can switch the page. Yeah.
Yeah. How do we, and now this is how we're going to show it. And then you show the video. And after the video, okay, so that is how Yuzu would be your perfect companion in all the conferences you go to. You don't ever have to worry about forgetting names, forgetting key takeaways, and stressing about, you know, following up. And our device is very neatly designed. It is very compact. It's similar to an Apple Watch. It is very light. It can be clipped onto your shirt or wears a necklace. And this is how it compares with all the other AI wearable devices or Apple Watch. And we have very differentiated technology behind Yuzu that powers all of them. And you blah, blah, blah. You go into the tech. And then to push it to the market, our current GTM strategy. And then you just basically read off these three pages as well. For our users to get a taste of how this works, we're going to distribute it and have a free trial at conferences. And then if users love it, they can buy it at the end and then pay for a subscription fee. And to hook them into buying it, we're going to send them a summary and then a follow-up as a hook. It's a really large opportunity, and we're going to do it step by step. Step one is we're going to focus on a conference attendee scenario first, and then we're going to scale to other verticals within the service industries, and eventually we're going to expand to a broader population, do a use case expansion, blah, blah, blah. And then we're really unique. By the way, this slide, I think, can be combined with 11, or maybe we'll just keep 11 instead of 10. We can discuss it later. And then this is our future roadmap. In the last quarter of this year, this is what we're planning to do. Early next year. Oh, by the way, for this slide, one to two sentences for each part. Just like for Q4 this year, we're gonna complete the launch of our app and our hardware beta. Early next year, we're gonna start experimenting with users, and then 2025, 2026, we're gonna expand to broader population. So And now we're raising our pre-seed. We're raising $3 million. Right now, 1.5 has been committed. So we're really excited about this opportunity and really passionate. And we really hope that you could consider investing in us. Okay, so I went over it. That was a lot, but that was kind of the structure that maybe you could try. I don't know. Was that too much information? What do you guys think?
That sounds good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Recording is still going on. I'm going to try to race through this and then practice more. Let me see if I have recording everything.
By the way, guys, I think, actually, now that I think about it, I think maybe we don't have to have a page 10. What do you guys think? Maybe we just keep page 11.
What is page 10?
The technical diagram.
We can also remove, depends on how technical you think this person is and how, you know, he likes technical detail.
I think
if he doesn't bother too much about technical detail,
we can take page 10 because that's differentiated. That shows we have AI differentiation instead of just hardware.
So what is that?
What do you think?
Do you think we can keep 10? He's not a very technical person. He's a finance. He worked in Zillow, but he's not a technical guy. So I don't think he will understand much.
Yeah. So the thing is not about how. Yes, I think because this is a more hardware comparison, because you don't want to make him feel we're just building a GPT wrapper with a box. Because for example, yesterday's investor coming in, I was explaining to her, she's like literature major. And I explained to her, like, we're building multi-model AI, like foundation model, agent workflow. Then she immediately got, she's like, oh, like, Shenzhen Huaqiangbei can't copy that. That's your differentiation. So that kind of feels like a...
But I don't think this guy will have too much of, you know, Huaqiangbei in his mind.
Yeah, but I think, like, to mention, we actually... do like a multi-model backend is more important than just like, because everyone just assume, like, the first question everyone asks me is what model are you using? They assume I'm either using cloud or GPT or something. So everyone just assume you are a wrapper.
Okay, sounds good. Just maybe talk about how we're not, how
yeah,
we
yo,
are.
Not a wrapper company.
Okay, sounds good. But again, try to keep it short because let's definitely not get into the technical details unless he asks later.
Okay.
So anything else that you guys think that we should add for Kelly to know?
I think that's mostly it, right?